All right, good morning. Thank you for joining us here today. My name is Katie Connor. I'm the spokesperson for the Arizona Attorney General's office. We're holding the media call today to announce a major lawsuit filed by our office in regards to federal overreach. During the announcement, we will have to mute everyone for audio purposes just to cut back on feedback. So if you do have a question, just please write in the chat so we can unmute you and then unmute yourself as well. Again, this is just to help with the feedback so everyone can hear and they don't hear static in the background. Today, we filed a lawsuit against President Biden and other federal officials over their unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees, federal contractors, and private businesses with more than 100 employees. Under the Constitution, the powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Nowhere in the Constitution does the president have the power to mandate vaccines. Even President Biden's own chief of staff acknowledged that through a retweet. The Biden administration lacks this legal authority to impose the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, but is doing so anyway with this ultimate workaround. We are asking the District Court of Arizona to declare the Biden administration's mandate unconstitutional and return the power of healthcare decisions back to citizens and back to states where it belongs. We know that more lawsuits will be filed once OSHA promulgates rules, and we do plan to join some of those lawsuits as well. But it was important to file this lawsuit today to stand up for Arizonans and protect their liberties. For more on that, I'm now going to hand it over to Attorney General Mark Brnovich.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you everyone for being on this call. I think it's important to just start out at the beginning to talk about this, what this lawsuit is about. And this lawsuit is about federalism, principles of constitutional principles, and the fact that the Biden administration has no authority under the Constitution to mandate COVID-19 vaccines, period. This is a heavy-handed attempt by the federal government that shows big government at its worst, not at its best. I think this is an infringement on our individual liberties. It violates traditional principles of federalism, violates principles of separation of powers, and it's an unprecedented attempt by the federal government to impose something on the American people that clearly is not among the president's enumerated powers. In our Constitution, the federal Constitution provides powers that are delegated to the federal government. They are few and defined. And traditional public health, safety, welfare were left to the states. I think the president's actions over the past 8 months, and especially this executive order related to vaccine mandates, indicates that his administration is undermining federalism and undermining the 50 laboratories of democracy. And that's why it is left up to the states to push back against the increasing overreach of the federal government. The irony is that the Constitution provides that the president, chief executive, and federal law provides that he's to execute laws related to immigration. And yet the federal government has failed to do so. And so our lawsuit, one of our fundamental arguments is not only is the federal government exceeding its authority under the Constitution, but that Biden's vaccine requirements in and of themselves violate the Equal Protection Clause. Because what the president has essentially done now is he is favoring migrants that have crossed into this country illegally over US citizens. And that is, the Biden administration is allowing literally hundreds of thousands of immigrants that have crossed the border illegally to decide whether they want the vaccine or not. And at the same time, he's requiring some estimates more than 100 million Americans will be subject to mandatory federal vaccines. So there can't be any serious or even scientific discussion about the spread of COVID that does not begin at our southern border. It is estimated that nearly 2 million people, more than 2 million people, are expected to cross the southern border. That's literally the size of Biden's home state of Delaware. They're coming from countries that have extremely high infection rates. And yet the federal government is allowing them the choice, even though they're not citizens, whether to get the vaccine or not, and not providing that same courtesy to US citizens. So in a nutshell, we believe that the Biden administration does not have the authority to issue any executive order for anyone to promulgate any rules related to public health, safety, and welfare, because those are issues that are supposed to be left to the states. And furthermore, in his attempt by excluding or not including people that are in this country illegally, he is, in essence, discriminating against American citizens and that is a clear violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution.
Okay, thank you, General Brnovich. We do have time for a couple questions this morning. Again, everyone right now is on mute, so if you in the chat want to write your name, and then we can call on you, and then we'll hit unmute on our end, and if you can do so as well, so then we can all hear each other.
Okay, have I unmuted?
Yes, is this
This Howie? Is Howie. Yes, that's why I raised my hand. I guess the obvious question is, I've talked to some experts and they say that this is a rule being promulgated under the federal government's OSHA authority. And I appreciate you saying that health and safety is supposed to be a state issue. Are you saying, Mr. Brnovich, that the federal government has no power to impose OSHA rules like helmets and breathing masks and shields, or is it just this issue that you're saying is beyond the OSHA authority?
Well, I think that while the rules are still being promulgated, President Biden's own chief of staff admitted that this mandate and this executive order is designed to be a workaround. So I think that shows that the administration itself knows that they have no authority to enforce such a policy. But I will tell you just that I think the issue about OSHA and promulgating rules or what rules they can and can't promulgate, I think there are serious constitutional questions with that, Howie. And I will just say, stay tuned. Our lawsuit right here is the first salvo in pushing back against the federal government's vaccine mandates, but it will not be the last salvo.
So just to be clear, I want to make sure you're saying that as far as you're concerned, that the federal government may have no authority and the state may be free to ignore requirements for things like, for safety regulations like helmets and face shields, no?
Well, I would just say, Howie, that you are maybe overstating that, oversimplifying it, but I will just say stay tuned to the next lawsuit. And I do think there are some serious questions as it relates to Congress's delegation of, you know, certain, the ability of OSHA to promulgate certain rules. I mean, and this has been a longstanding issue with a lot of federal agencies, not just OSHA, of an unconstitutional delegation. So I think that those issues, to make a prediction, will be litigated. But I just want to make sure that everyone else understands, this lawsuit is not about the OSHA rules. It is about a fundamental question about whether the president has this kind of general authority. The president does. And when you talk about OSHA rules, you're talking about, you know, congressional statutes and how those are implemented. So it's a little bit of a different constitutional question, Howie. But what we argue is that what the president is doing here is unconstitutional. It's an infringement on individual liberty. It violates traditional notions of federalism. And quite frankly, it's a power grab that has never been attempted by any administration in the history of our republic. And so I think that, you know, if you look at it in totality, what the Biden administration has done in the last 8 months, it is essentially an assault on our Constitution and federalism. And so, as I said, this is just the opening, you know, kind of salvo. There will be more actions, and this action is focused on the 10th Amendment, traditional principles of federalism, and the Equal Protection Clause.
Okay, perfect. Bring it over to Peter Seymour from KTAR.
Hello, General. Hello, Katie. So why sue if this mandate cannot be enforced? If the Biden administration and you have quoted him saying that this is a workaround with OSHA, why even sue?
Well, the president signed an executive order on Thursday, and we know there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a confusion as to what the president can and can't do. And I just know for myself, I'm going to do everything I can to protect the Constitution and push back against federal overreach. And so I do think that once there are rules promulgated, there will be additional opportunities based on what the Biden administration has said to, you know, make further challenges. But I think at this time with this case, we have a method and a vehicle to try to stop these executive orders from going any further, you know, essentially to get the court to say, yeah, the president can't even issue these executive orders because he has no authority to even promulgate these rules. So I think it's a first attempt to try to stop the Biden administration's overreach on this COVID rules. And I, as I said, I know the rules are still being promulgated, but I think that the administration's admissions and what the president has said, what his chief of staff has said, what the spokesperson for the president said, all indicates that the administration knows their actions are constitutionally suspect and that they know there'll be future challenges. And so this is just, as I said, the first of, I think, many lawsuits to come.
Quick follow-up. Is the only relief you're seeking that the executive orders are brought to an end, that they're just stopped? There's nothing beyond that, correct?
Yeah, we're asking for an injunction to stop it.
Thank you.
Mal Galco with Fox 10.
Hey, good morning. My question is about, at least from what I've heard from some of the experts that I've spoken with, specifically going back to Supreme Court cases, 1905 with smallpox in Massachusetts, basically ruling that reasonable actions that benefit the common good or the public good are well within the rights of what I think in that specific case, Massachusetts could do. But does that play into this at all? I mean, there seems to be precedent here that when it comes to public health, there are actions that the government can take.
Thanks, Matt, for the question. And these are, you know, serious constitutional questions. But I would submit to you that if you look at traditional notions of federalism, you look at what the Constitution, the Federalist and the framers of our Constitution created, they expected the states to be the depository of individual liberty, the protectors of individual liberty. And when it came to traditional notions of public health, safety, and welfare, that was designed to be left to the states. And I guess I would urge everyone to read Federalist 45 or Federalist 51 if they want more information on that. But the bottom line as to that specific case map is, remember, that was a case that came out of state court. And what it said was the state had the police power to issue that. So there's that question about, well, is the states, you know, traditionally there was an understanding that said public health, safety, welfare were going to be left to the states and not the federal government. So the case didn't involve the federal government, because I think at that time, the notion that the federal government would mandate any sort of vaccine was crazy. The fact that it went up to the state Supreme Court, whether a state could do it, shows you that there was a healthy distrust of any level of government, and that the Constitution was designed to protect individual liberty and individual sovereignty. So nowhere in that case does it say the federal government, which only has its powers under the Constitution, had any such authority. And I guess I would further note in that case that the fine was $5, which was about the equivalent of $150 today. And so I would submit to you the notion that the federal government is going to force people to lose their jobs, or fine businesses $14,000, and, you know, destroy someone's livelihood is a lot different than paying a $5 fine.
We go to Sierra with KGUN 9 in Tucson.
Hi there. I know that the city of Tucson enacted the vaccine mandate that your office says is illegal, and you guys are waiting for some feedback from the city of Tucson, who's now evaluating their options. Where are you guys at on that? Well, have you heard back from the city of Tucson?
Emily, my understanding is that the city of Tucson has paused that, and they're no longer requiring that. So the good news is our opinion, our decision had the intended effect that the city of Tucson has to follow state law and they cannot require any employees to get the vaccine.
Perfect. Can we go to Terry Jo Neff?
Good morning. I am curious, General Brnovich, whether you see any conflict with your position on the feds decision with the fact that Arizona is still under some executive orders that Governor Ducey has issued that keep Arizona in a public health emergency.
No, I don't think there's any sort of contradiction. I tell folks all the time, I'm not a policymaker. And clearly this lawsuit is about the power of the federal government. And I would submit that because the powers in the Constitution for the federal government are few and defined, that clearly the federal government doesn't have the ability to do that. And if you read our opinion that we had issued related to some of the governor's executive orders, I mean, I do think that, we had sided with some business owners when there was a challenge regarding the duration and scope of the governor's executive orders. So I do think that under state constitutional grounds, there could be some challenges and some questions. But the fact that the governor declared a state emergency doesn't mean that the federal government gets to change the Constitution and impose its will on the state of Arizona.
Okay, we have time for one more question. Do we have anyone else in the queue? Bram. Hey, Bram. Can you, do I need, are, can you?
Yeah, I'm unmuted. Thanks very much. General Brnovich, can you help me understand this lawsuit? You are suing the president and the hierarchy of DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. It appears to be a different lawsuit than what you're describing to us, in the sense that, as you note, there is no structure in place for OSHA to as yet enforce any kind of mandate. Can you explain what this lawsuit then is all about?
Yeah, Bram, it's simply about the fact that the president has no authority under the Constitution to even attempt to issue any rules that would require a vaccine, period. I mean, you know, the Constitution's a document that, even with the amendments, contains less than 7,500 words. And I would submit to you that nowhere in there does it provide the president that authority. And furthermore, you know, the framers intended for the president's authority to be limited, especially in matters related to public health, safety, and welfare. So that's the first part. Second part is that the Biden administration, with their proposal, essentially is discriminating against American citizens, because what they are doing is they are allowing people that have, migrants that have crossed the border illegally, to have the choice, even when they're processed by the feds, whether they want the vaccine or not, but they're not providing that same choice to American citizens. And so I think it's important to point out the inconsistencies of what the Biden administration is doing. And, you know, you can't pick and choose which parts of the federal Constitution you want to apply to what people.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for everyone for taking part in the press call today. We do have the press release as well on our website, and at the bottom it includes a link to the complaint. If you have any issues with that, just send me an email and I can email it to you directly. Thank you so much for calling.
We still need an answer to the question of whether this is premature since the rules have not been promulgated.
Howie, the question has been answered because it's not, read the lawsuit, Howie. It's not a lawsuit about the rules. It's about the president's authority and about the Equal Protection Clause. It's a lawsuit that's focused on those provisions of the Constitution. So it does not deal with the rules themselves because the rules haven't been promulgated yet. It's the whole point of, can the president, does he even have the power to even issue that executive order and order the promulgation of those rules? So we are trying to stop that from happening before any rules are promulgated, which could unnecessarily force people to get vaccines or force businesses to sign agreements with the federal government that are contrary to their constitutional rights and could jeopardize their ability to do business.
Okay, thank you very much for taking part in the call. We'll talk to you soon.